here's Aaron Glenn. Couple of things. Well, let me give you the one. I talked about him being on the Jets website yesterday in Indianapolis. Here he is, and this goes to what you were talking about at 6:30 about wanting to be here and what this means to him. Here he was talking about being the head coach of the Jets and kind of thinking forward to what that night's going to be like, you know, meaning opening day as he runs out of the tunnel.
It gets pretty emotional, right, when I think about it. Think about this first game of really actually coming out and in front of this team, knowing I'm the head coach of this team. I don't know what my reactions would be. I'm actually looking forward to it. But you're right, man. We're going to put our hard hat on. That's one thing about a New York Jet. We are a blue-collar operation.
I just hope it goes better than Aaron Rodgers running out of the tunnel.
So remember back in 1994, who was the head coach of the Jets? Pete Carroll. Who was his first draft choice?
Aaron Glenn.
Where's Pete Carroll these days? Head coaching. Where's Aaron Glenn? Head coach. What sport are they playing? Football.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Everything's just so incestuous. It goes back to what I was thinking, that if the Vegas Raiders get a hold of Matthew Stafford, guess what? They'll be drafting a defensive back.
Mm-hmm. And then you know what we're going to get then? What did I tell you?
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Oh, man. As for the Giants, clearly Joe Shane referencing Daniel Jones. If I'm wrong, you tell me.
We made some decisions after that first year when we won, and, you know, they didn't work out. So, again, we're where we are. And, again, I feel like we have the resources to improve the roster, and that's what's exciting about this time of year.
Basically, he said we're screwed up signing you know, Daniel Jones. What he said there.
Certainly sounds like it.
We made some decisions after that first year, and we didn't work out.
So. No, they did not.
No.
And he is no longer here. Nor is Charles Barkley. Saquon Barkley, who obviously had a lot of success this year, and it just wrapped up in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm happy for Saquon. Obviously, he went on to win the Super Bowl, and we wish him nothing but the best. Always going to evaluate all the decisions you make, and we were at a different place in our build. And, again, love Saquon and wish him nothing but the best.
I think maybe now we're done with it.
I hope so. God's sakes.
Makes sense you asked him about it because it's the first time we heard from him since the Super Bowl. At this point, though, we good?
I would hope so. I mean, I've been past it with the Giants part of it for a long time.
Well, I guess it all depends on what Saquon does next year.
He runs for 3,000
yards. I mean, you know, he also could get hurt in the first game.
True.
And miss the entire season, and then that kind of, you know, accentuates the decision-making as to why you wouldn't give somebody like that guaranteed money. But, you know, you hope that doesn't happen. But I also saw where Howie Roseman said that he believes that Saquon Barkley had the greatest offensive season ever outside of a quarterback. When you put all the numbers together, all the long touchdown runs and catches and everything else, according to Howie Roseman, it may be the greatest single offensive season a player's
Randy
ever had.
Randy Moss with the Vikings that one year?
Yeah, well, 98.
Was something like I never saw before.
I'll give you another Vikings one I thought about. It was Adrian Peterson, won the MVP.
Yeah.
After his knee reconstruction. Right. That was one of the craziest things ever.
Fair enough.
I mean, there's been a lot of guys who have been awesome, but, you know, it's, that was 2012, 2013. It really is amazing, though, that I know we're done with the Giants thing, but the fact that he goes to the Eagles, he leaps over somebody backwards in the course of a season. They go to the Super Bowl and win it. It's like it could not have gone worse.
Yeah.
It really could.
Or better for him.
Yeah.
Depending upon the way you look at it. Let's see. Don't have a ton of time. So you guys mentioned the tush push. Now, I played Sean McDermott yesterday talking about how even though they do it a little bit, he doesn't like it either. Here was Raheem Morris on the play.
This would have been illegal 3 years ago. No. The tush push play, I was never been a big fan. There's just no other play in our game where you can absolutely get behind somebody and push them, pull them off, do anything.
All right, so there's McDermott, there's Morris on it, and then Nick Sirianni did respond essentially.
I've seen some of the stuff like, you know, that it's an automatic play or, you know, that it's not a... We work really, really... You know, I almost feel a little insulted because we work so hard at that play.
All right, so fair enough. Don't know if anything will change, but we shall see. Meantime, you guys also brought up Kirk Cousins. This was Terry Fontenot, the Falcons GM, on the Cousins injuries. We know what Cousins said, that he wasn't himself because he was hurt. Didn't forget how to play the quarterback position.
Look, Kirk was on the injury report leading into the Denver game, and he wasn't on the injury report. Outside of that, we're only aware of that particular week. We talked about it when that change was made. It was a football decision. It was based on football decision. There wasn't anything injury related.
Wow. So maybe he wasn't injured, or they didn't believe him to be injured.
That guy sounds like a Fontenot, doesn't he?
What's your Terry Fontenot?
Like, this sounds like it fits him.
It does. Now, if you thought Kirk Cousins had any chance of going back there and actually starting, this would be Raheem Morris on their quarterback spot.
Michael Penix is our quarterback, and Michael Penix will continue to be our quarterback. We stood it last year, and we talked about looking for that guy, and we believe we found him. And I got so much confidence in Michael Penix leading us into the future, and I believe our whole building does, and I believe our fan base does, and I believe our owner does, that we are really excited about that young man.
So there's your guy. I think that's pretty safe to say. They like Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
The big Penix energy.
Yes, that too.
Do you remember how that whole thing started? That was Desmond Howard who was doing that. Like, he was like, big Penix energy.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was during whatever the show is, you know, College Game Day. And he had the whole crowd, like, chanting big Penix energy. He wasn't saying Penix energy. He was saying Penix energy.
Now, is that why you said it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be looking for that big Penix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember saying it that way, but somehow Eddie...
Well, you did say it.
That is unedited.
That is unedited. So was I basically regurgitating what they were doing on that TV show or no?
I think you just wanted to say the correct name, but you had that in your head.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Bobby takes the field. He's going to bring that big Penix energy. He's going to bring that big Penix energy. He's going to bring that big Penix energy. Yeah. That's right, Harry. Right. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. Very awkward.
I would say so.
Jesus.
Speaking of awkward, it's getting awkward in Cleveland. What are the Browns doing with Myles Garrett? Well, if you listen to their GM, Andrew Berry, nothing. He's a Cleveland Brown.
So Myles, as you guys have all heard me say, he's a huge part of our organization, really good person. He's an awesome player. Understand the trade request and everything, but our stance really has not changed. You know, we can't imagine a situation where not having Myles as a part of the organization is best for the Browns.
And of course, we know he not only wants to be traded, he's gone on podcasts talking about teams he'd like to go play for.
Yeah. I mean, he's in his mind, he is gone.
He is checked out.
Well, the interesting thing for him, he's got voidable year contract. And, you know, his salary cap number this year is that right? Couldn't be right.
Hmm. What's the number it says?
No, the cap hit's only $19
million. Okay.
I thought it was higher than that.
All right.
Here's Steelers GM Omar Khan. What are they doing at quarterback? Well, it sounds like Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
I think ideally, you know, like to sign one of the guys that we had last year. But the reality is they're both free agents. So until we get one of those guys under contract, you know, all options are on the table.
So another team that is in need of a quarterback.